Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. It is my absolute privilege and pleasure to introduce you and welcome you to the Tuesday night More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. I will cover a few quick announcements, then I will move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. I have a fabulous call lined up for you. Thank you for all the great comments on the call that I did last week on guilt. I had many people get back with me. For those of you who are not aware, I do have a group called Guilt Cleanse that was started in December of 2014 that has over 4,000 members. It is a closed group that you can absolutely request being a member of. It is a fabulous culture that we have created of people who are in the process of releasing their guilt, anxiety, and emotions, and especially events that no longer shape their feelings. So feel free to join that culture. The Web 2.0 live prospecting call will begin June 4th. That will be four back-to-back weeks of live prospecting, plus I have a lot of added free products that my team is in the process of developing and will be delivered to those of you who purchase the live prospecting clinic that will be held June 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th on four back-to-back weeks. Next Tuesday night, the More Hearts and Talent Mindset Call, it's going to be my absolute privilege to have as my guest Mr. Scott Aaron. Scott has been absolutely crushing it when it comes to assisting people to create leads on LinkedIn, how to build a better brand on LinkedIn, how to build a better profile, how to create more traffic, but most importantly, how to create qualified leads and great connections on LinkedIn. Scott will be my guest next Tuesday night. That will be his debut. Scott is also very good friends with one of my best friends, Mr. Joe DiBianca. So, Scott, thank you for being on the call next Tuesday. Looking forward to that content. I'll also have several other guests lined up throughout the summer and fall for 2016. I am proud to announce that on April 15th of 2017, I realize that that's a little under a year, but on April 15th of 2017, I will be bringing Dr. Joe Dispenza to New Jersey. I do not have the date specified yet. That will be a one-day live event with myself, Alexis Romano, and Dr. Joe Dispenza. So that will be a fabulous opportunity for you to receive some great content. Dr. Joe will also be a guest on the More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call sometime in mid-summer or early fall. Dr. Joe speaks around the world. He has a conference this weekend in Phoenix, Arizona, a two-day event, but most of his engagements are outside of the United States. So having Dr. Joe as a guest on my Tuesday night call is a real privilege. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements and move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. This Saturday, that will be April 30th, I will be in Norwalk, Connecticut. That is an awesome opportunity if you live in that area of the East Coast to catch an event. That will be from 9 to 4 this Saturday, April 30th. That will be the end of the era for the first 4 months of the calendar year 2016. Next week, I have my Protégé Writer Speakers Workshop. For those of you who have coached with me, attended Breakthroughs to Success, and purchased that event, there's still a couple openings if you want to squeeze into that event at the last minute. That event is on branding, speaking, writing, being able to do a live keynote, doing live videos, being able to blog, write your own book, write a whole series of content that will allow you to really take your game to the next level, how to have a better understanding of social media, and how to really take your entrepreneurial career and free enterprise to a six- and seven-figure income that you deserve to create. Now, May 14th, I will be in Long Island, New York. I want to thank Joy Schoenholtz and Kelly Bartoletti, who host that event regularly for me. May 21st, I'll be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania with Joe DiBianca. June 4th, Atlanta, Georgia, Ryan Graham is hosting that event. Thank you very much, Ryan. June 18th, for the first time, I will be in White Plains, New York. That is going to be fabulous. I want to thank Chrissy Napolitano, who's having me there for the first time. I have not spoken in White Plains since 2005. For those of you who are Knicks fans, you may remember the great John Stark, who played back in the day with the New York Knicks with Patrick Ewing. I'll never forget when I was at that event. John Stark was a basketball coach of a minor league team, and I had the opportunity to sit down and spend a little bit of time with John Starks in White Plains. July 9th, I will be back in Bozeman, Montana. That will be fabulous. July 21st, 23rd, 2-3, Fort Lauderdale. July 30th, Los Angeles. Then I will launch back. I'll be in Newark, New Jersey on August 20th, and these are some of the dates where you can catch my events. September 17th, Clark, New Jersey. I will be with Don Ferrantino, and back on August 20th in Newark, Alexis will be hosting that event. That will be a fabulous event, standing room only. September 17th, I'll be with Don Ferrantino. October 15th, I will be in beautiful Columbia, South Carolina with Carlotta Davis. And then October, what is the last day of October? October 29th, Kayla Johnson is going to host me in Missoula, Montana. So I've got two more Montana events for 2016. And that is all she wrote for the announcements tonight. With that, I will move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. With each and every call on Tuesday nights, I put great insight into the call I'm going to bring to you. I always ask myself consistently, what would bring the greatest value for a call on the forthcoming Tuesday? I typically lay out my calls that the following week. I have content laid out and decide what I'm going to cover, and I cover what I feel is pertinent to what's going on in most of my clients and my database's life, specifically what's going on in the world and what's going on in free enterprise. Tonight's call is dedicated to connecting. Not only connecting with others, but most importantly, how to connect with yourself, specifically if you've been disconnected. If you've been overwhelmed, unorganized, undisciplined, you've been through a series of emotional challenges in the last few minutes, last few hours, few days, weeks, months, and or years, there's a high probability that you're disconnected. Disconnected, overwhelmed, processing, analyzing, getting ready to get ready, and potentially avoiding. Now, if you've had a job and you've been able to perform in a job, which is a ritual that is a repetition and experience, but you've had challenges in free enterprise and your creativity and innovation has waned, well, there's a high probability that you are disconnected. Then if you worry, analyze, process, get ready to get ready, you'll spend a great deal of your most valuable commodity, time, being overwhelmed. If you're unorganized and undisciplined, if you're late, if you have challenges finding your head or any multitude of situations, then there's a high probability that you're disconnected. Dis meaning not. To connect, being connectable, connecting, all of the situations that allow you to have an inner dialogue with yourself and a mastery of your emotions that allows you to feel much more comfortable with who you are and what you're becoming. As you begin to let go of the control that keeps you out of control. Now, what does control mean? I've explained this at least four times today to people. Control is about a future tense situation that you want to be in control of. If you worry, get overwhelmed, and have anxiety about a future outcome that you're not sure how you control, what you do is stay in control of being disappointed. What you're in control is avoiding the very situation you seek to avoid by getting ready to get ready, getting overwhelmed, and then eventually feeling disappointed, guilt, and shame for not taking the action, but yet choosing the road to inaction that keeps you overwhelmed and in control. Control is an illusion. There is no control. You're not really in control of anything. What you can be is command of your emotional state. You don't want to be in control because that's what you already are. An addict is in control, and an addict spends a great deal of his time controlling an outcome that they can't control, and what they end up controlling is being disappointed. As you begin to let go of that which is not real control, then you can begin to connect with yourself. Your self-talk will drive your action or your inaction. And if your self-talk isn't conducive to the result you're seeking, or if your anxiety about how you're going to control the outcome, and this is what many people do, is they avoid success because they're not sure if they can control it tomorrow or in the future. And if that is you and you get overwhelmed before you start, then you create your exit strategy to disappointment. You head straight to the disappointment door, which then you can fulfill your and stuff your feelings with a series of food, compulsive spending, gambling, debting, drugs, alcohol, pharmaceutical medication, anorexia, bulimia, sleeping, and any other multitude of situations to check out. And I love to put inflection on that, check out, practice it, check out. And if you're checked out, it's time to check in. Check in means inner body. If you're in an outer body experience, overwhelmed, lost in the sauce, peel yourself off the ceiling, ground yourself, put your ass in the chair, and be attentive. Pay attention and receive the content tonight that will allow you to no longer be the mind-body connection to the events that shape your identity, shape your beliefs, shape your anxieties, and shape your addictions. When you're no longer the mind-body connection, meaning, what does that mean? It means in context. It means that a series of events have shaped your identity. But as you begin to understand cause and effect, have a better understanding of how the events that you hold on to subconsciously, or the events that you repress, or any multitude of situations that you still give significance or power to, then that event has become a part of your identity and your emotional state. As you begin to let go, see, you can't control, you have to let go of control. As you begin to let go of your feelings about events, then your body no longer goes into a neurochemical response based on a past event, meaning that unconsciously, you don't, through auto-suggestion, end up right back where you seek not to be. And when you learn to let go of these feelings that no longer create your identity, you can begin to, over a period of time, change your ability to attract and connect. But if you're disconnected from your goals, if you're disconnected from your vision, if you're interested in not committed, then you'll be in a place called doubt. Doubt keeps your foot on the boat and your foot on the dock. And that's safety. Your safety zone is your comfort zone. Your comfort zone is your failure zone. And if you have anxiety about failing, then you'll stay what's comfortable in an emotional state that you can control. That is control. What you're in control of is being disappointed. What you have no control of is success tomorrow. What you do have a command of is how you feel about yourself today. When you are connected with yourself, you're grounded, you're available, you're vulnerable, you're here, and you're able to be in an I am state. I am lovable. I am capable. I am the leader you are looking for. When you let go of the past, which is history, and don't have anxiety about the future, which is a mystery, you can be here, be now, be present. Now you're connected. When you are grounded, you are one with. When you are innate, there's no separation between you and the outcome. When you learn how to detach and you're not attached, now there's a significance in being detached. Being detached doesn't mean you don't care, but it doesn't mean you give so much significance that you get overwhelmed and you don't get a favorable result. And if you're attached to an outcome before you start, typically you'll tell a story that will disempower you enough to avoid, so you can be disconnected, disappointed. And as you begin to have a better understanding of cause and effect and why you do that, you understand the events that shape those feelings, and you don't give power to people who aren't seeking it, and you're not worried about what your relatives, what your friends, what these people out there. I love to ask my clients when they go, I'm worried about what my friends are going to think. I'll go, which friend, which family member, who is it? Typically, I get the donut effect where someone checks out, and they realize that they don't even know who these people are. These are stories. When you're no longer the story, when you're no longer the event, then you can be you and you can be free. Then you're connected. To be able to connect is be able to communicate, to lead a conversation, to have a warm and friendly conversation. But there's no anxiety about being rejected, no anxiety about being abandoned, no anxiety about making mistakes, getting in trouble, all the multitude of situations that lead to emotional state that keeps you overwhelmed. If you own a free enterprise business and you require writing, speaking, branding skills, you require the ability to connect, then you have to be innovative and creative. You have to let go of all the how-tos and the how-do-I's and learn to trust. You can't connect unless you're in trust. Trust is a skill. It's not how do I trust, it's why don't you trust your feelings. Typically, we don't trust our feelings because a lot of times our feelings got us in trouble. Some of the situations that we did got us in trouble, and we got in trouble because the people that we grew up with got us in trouble because they wanted to put us in a position we had to validate, justify, and explain ourselves. If you're an addicted validator, justifier, or explainer, then you're going to use the sound to check out, followed by the preposition well, then you're going to tell a story. And if you're someone who asks a question and keeps talking, then that means you're disconnected also, once again, based on having to justify, validate, validate and explain yourself. Communication is this, the ability to articulate your feelings into words. But if you tell yourself, I can't turn my brain off, I can't go to sleep at night, I have challenges, I get tongue-tied, how does that even look? Now, I have seen people take a maraschino cherry and tie the stem of a cherry in their mouth, and they weren't tongue-tied. I've seen someone do that, but tongue-tied, that means your tongue would be long, and you tie it in a knot, and then you have challenges using your glottals and diphthongs, being able to enunciate. The tone of your voice has a major contribution to your ability to connect with people. 38% of how you connect with people is your tone. 7% is the words. When you use words that are persuasive, that lead to an outcome where you can collaborate, have a win-win situation, create relaxed relatability, create connections and or friends, or any multitude of situations where you're fostering change and building a culture. As you're able to come from that type of power, then once again, you're no longer disempowered. You're not overwhelmed, and you're here and you're now. But if you're disconnected, disconnected means you're checked out. You're overwhelmed. You're not attentive. You're not in attention or any of these situations that would be an inner body experience where you are present in the now. When you're in the now, you're also in the know. And when you know, you trust. When you trust, then you don't doubt. It's the whole key to changing your whole game. If you knew you were going to succeed, well, obviously, you would succeed, wouldn't you? If there was 100% show up and success ratio, then it would be challenging for you to fail, wouldn't it? Well, of course, that would be, you'd be the king of obviosity, correct. But if you have doubt about succeeding, then your left brain, your analytical egoic mind, which serves to resolve a problem, will find a way for you to avoid a perceived pain that is not real. Once again, this is a story. And as you begin to disconnect from the events that shaped your feelings and you begin to connect with being here and being now, you start to have a much clearer vision and you understand what you're capable of. Now, many of you on tonight's call, most of you on tonight's call, are in cultures that are empowering. You're in a culture where it's conducive to succeed. You have systems, you have mentors, you have leaders, you have companies that are creating influence, affluence, and change. Most of you are marketing products, benefits, and features where you unequivocally believe in the value, but you also must believe in self. But if you're in a disbelief and not belief, once again, you'll be in doubt. Doubt leads to being overwhelmed, anxious, unorganized, and undisciplined. You cannot remotely connect with someone when you're emotionally unorganized. Being able to connect with people is not talking. Being able to connect with people is connecting. You connect through small talk, rapport building, and fact-finding. Common communication skills, fanfare for the common man, the ability to ask questions in a sequence, the ability to, in a relaxed conversation, find out what inspires people, what motivates people, what some of their likes and dislikes are. But if you find yourself in conflict with people to fulfill a feeling of low self-esteem, anger, hate, or resentment, so you can justify being alone, then you'll be disconnected. But when you learn to let people be right so you can be prosperous, and you're not concerned about proving your point, and you're able to walk away from situations because you can tell relatively quickly that it's not favorable, when you understand that when you are in sales, marketing, and branding, that there's a lot of wives' tales that aren't necessarily black and white or always true, for instance, the fortunes in the follow-up. Well, in reality, the fortunes in the culture you build, the fortunes in the network you build. Following up with people has merit, but it only has merit when the person you're following up with is a qualified buyer. But if you're someone who gets attached to an outcome and you stalk someone, beg someone, follow up with them and follow up with them, leave them messages after messages, well, you're actually alienating, annoying people that you seek to either have in your enterprise or that you should learn to let go of. Not everyone's a qualified buyer. Not everyone's qualified to be successful. Not everyone's committed to being successful, and not everyone is interested remotely in being successful. Most of society is going to pay interest on money that doesn't exist, liability debt. They're going to pay taxes and tiptoe quietly through life and arrive at their grave safely. Now, to be a master connector, you have to be able to master your emotions. Your emotions that inspire you are love, joy, bliss, enlightenment. Those are a few of them, and awareness. The emotions that that inhibit you or keep you overwhelmed are anger, hate, resentment, guilt, shame, abandonment, rejection, and overwhelmed feelings. Those are typically the emotions that keep you disconnected. But when you're inspired, you're connected. When you're inspired, when you have a goal that inspires you, when you have a dream that has centrifugal force and an undertow, and you unequivocally can smell, taste, and feel that dream. I watched some of my clients today. I watched Alexis, Tara, CG, Regina Galley, and Jody Ticini were all on a trip today in Mexico. And, you know, I could feel their pleasure. I've had the privilege of knowing some of those women going on 5 years. I've watched them unequivocally break through, and they are doing this, living the good life. That's inspiring. Now, I'm sharing this with you so you understand that could be you, and it could be soon. It could be as soon as next week, next month, next quarter, next year, first quarter of 2017. Whatever it is, if you're inspired enough, if your dream is big enough and your action starts to match your dream, then you start to create a centrifugal force, an undertow, meaning the compounded effect begins to take place. When you're no longer the mind-body connection that shapes your addictions and you move out of your emotionally addicted state into your higher self, into a higher level of consciousness, as you begin to raise your awareness and you come from a place called power and you stop forcing yourself to try and get a result, when you force yourself, typically you create a counterforce. Means you meet up against your own opposition. You'll attract people to fulfill your feelings of low self-esteem by trying to force yourself to do something. This is when you get overwhelmed, check out, and fulfill your feelings by being disappointed. As you begin to let go of the control that keeps you disappointed, and you start to live in an inspired, relaxed state, as you begin to release control and release the anxiety that kept you overwhelmed, as you start to understand that control and pressure is an illusion because you're not under any pressure. If you're listening to this call in your house, you're sitting under a roof, not pressure. And if you're in that roof at a desk, you're sitting at a desk and the ceiling does not have pressure written on it. There is no pressure. It is an illusion. It's your lower self's way of dragging you back to a state of familiarity. As you no longer are that person, as you begin to let go of those feelings, then you can be here, be now, be present. What does that mean? It means that when you're present, you have a different view of what's going on in your circle of influence. It means you typically can see 180 degrees, 240 degrees, 260 degrees, almost 360 degrees. It means you have sixth sense. Your sixth sense is your extra sensory perception. It means you have a high level of not only integrity, but you have a high level of perception. It means you can sense through your sixth sense. You can touch, feel, trust, and intuit, meaning you're able to trust yourself to know what you know, and you stop doubting what you know, and in that space, you are connected. Now, when you bring that kind of connectability to the world and free enterprise, you are bringing a level of self-esteem that exudes confidence. When you also start to bring your competence, meaning that you've mastered a set of emotions that allow you to develop a skill set that's conducive to creating a result in your vocation. So if you're a skilled guitar player, that means that you've put in the 10,000 hours. It means that you understand the notes. You can close your eyes. You can make poetry and love to your instrument because you are one with. Now you become one with yourself, one with the universe, one with deity, source, infinite intelligence, then there's no separation. When there's no separation, that means that you are the result before it even happens. And now what does that even mean? It means that you are so committed. You are so relaxed. You are so released. You practice the 10,000 hour over and over, meaning repetition and experience. You've developed the emotional reflexes. You have a better understanding of cause and effect, mind-body connections, why people do what they do. You know the basics of neuroscience. You start to understand the laws of attraction. You also understand numismatic law, the laws that govern money. You start to have a basic understanding of people's predictability, why they do what they do. This allows you to not personalize situations. As you let go of being sensitive and defensive, as you let go of your anxiety about what others are going to think, say, or feel about you, as you're no longer stuck in the past, as you begin to live in the present, you become grounded in a one with this earth, one with this planet, one with who you are and who you are being. As you become a human being and let go of being a human being, as you begin to be a human being, and as you let go of being a human doing, performing for others, over-obligating yourself to be and stay disappointed, then you are no longer in anxiety. When you're in anxiety, you are not connectable because you are sending a mixed message. You have a story about an outcome you're attempting to control, and what you end up controlling is the very situation you seek to avoid. Through the power of attraction, you attract the very people that you're sending a mixed message with to fulfill your feelings of having to justify, validate, and explain yourself. When you come from that kind of mismatched message disconnected, you will attract people and situations to your reality to fulfill your feelings that you're neurochemically, emotionally addicted to. As you begin to let go, letting go is not a how do I, letting go is a commitment. Letting go is a decision, letting go is a skill. Letting go is not yeah, but. Letting go is not please tell me. Letting go is a book by Dr. David Hawkins. Letting go is a book by Guy Finley. Letting go is a lot of content by Jeffrey Combs, who understands how to let go, teaches it, preaches it, lives it. As you begin to live letting go, it means you don't personalize situations. It means you live in the solution. You live in the result. You're not in the ring with people. You don't have to prove people wrong. You're able to let go relatively quickly. You move and gravitate to a situation that's going to empower you rather than being in conflict with someone who seeks to disempower you. You learn to let go of spiritual and emotional vampires. You don't give people attention and energy that do not merit or do not deserve it. It means that you are connected, being one with. When you're able to connect with people, you find common points of interest. It's not a how do I, it's you learn it. It's through innovation and creativity. It's repetition and experience. I have an audio download called Psychology of Asking, another audio download called Psychology of Prospecting, another audio download I created called Psychology of Closing. And I'm about to release a single CD and download that I created in 1998 that I brought off the shelf, had it remastered. It will be available to my prospecting clinic. It's called Power Prospecting and Sorting for Pros, that show you how to have a relaxed conversation with people where you can fact find, small talk, and rapport build. Rapport building is when you start to find common points of interest. You start to find places of relaxed relatability. When you can start to create that kind of situation, then the connection is on. When you're able to fact-find in a very relaxed emotional state, what you're doing is conducting a very relaxed interview. You're finding out the facts that are pertinent to see if the person qualifies for being a soulmate, a teammate, a partner, an employee, someone you want to have in one of your organizations, someone you want to have as your friend, any multitude of situations. And in a relaxed interview, a relaxed conversation is not an interrogation. And an interrogation comes from control. And you're not coming from control. You want to come from peace, from love, from joy, from bliss, from enlightenment and power. Not overpowering, but a very relaxed power, emotional, etheric energy. When you're coming from your charisma, your class, your character, and your charm, the four C's, when you're coming from that place in your emotional state, then you can start to create a one with an innate ability to connect with people so that wherever you go, your charisma leads you. And your charisma is the energy that emits, transmits, and you transmute by the person that you're becoming. And that has nothing to do with success. You can be successful and still have low self-esteem. You can have high self-confidence, be competent, but still lack esteem because you're not good enough. And you can have success, but you'll have challenges, and you're not there to keep it, but to keep the moving parts of success moving. Because if you start to doubt yourself, then you'll sabotage yourself. Once you move into doubt, your energy changes. Then you'll attract your reality, people, and situations that will fulfill your emotionally addicted state. As you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your emotionally addicted state, you begin to change your energetic vibration. You begin to transmute from love, joy, bliss, especially awareness. As you move into an aware state, your peripheral vision changes. Your ability to see the vanishing point changes. You can see the horizon line. Peripherally, you see differently. Your space widens. This is why the parking spaces are open. I went to dinner Sunday night. There were two restaurants in the same parking lot. Amazingly, both of them that I dine at frequently had parking spots in front of the door. Now, that is not poetic. That is real. That is to my reality. I attract people in like-minded situations to foster who I am and what I'm becoming. Begin to write affirmations, to state, to affirm, to declare, but most importantly, write affirmations that you believe. A belief without certainty is a wish. If you're not certain, then it's not really a belief. It's disbelief which keeps you in doubt. As you become certain, as you know, as you're here, as you're now, as you're in this space, your connectability is much greater. When you have silenced your inner critic, when you stop saying things like, this always happens to me in a negative fashion, when you're able to stop saying things, I can't turn my brain off, can't turn the engine off, can't sleep at night, my mind races, I can't turn it off. If that's what you say to yourself, then that's what you speak into existence to fulfill your feelings of being separate. If you're disconnected, you're separate. If you're connected, you're one with. The more that you are one with, the better you will be at creating leads, because all of a sudden your lead pool widens. But if you keep asking, how do I create leads? It's not how do I, it's why don't you? Be attentive. Everywhere you go is the opportunity to create a lead. Pick up a business card. Strike up a conversation. Learn how to have a relaxed conversation in less than 1 to 2 minutes, 30 seconds, where you're able to create curiosity, to be able to provoke an interest and leave with a telephone number or a business card. That is a true skill. And it's not a how do I, it's you learn to do it. You have to learn to have practical application. You require innovation and creativity. What does that mean? It means you can figure it out on your own. It means you're able to figure it out, whatever it means. It means that you're so innovative, you get it. You're able to go to Google and look it up. You don't have to ask, how do I, all the time. Now, how do I still has merit, but if how do I is a common denominator in your communication style, it means you're dependent on other people giving you permission because you're not comfortable enough to give yourself permission, and it means you'll typically over-obligate yourself, do too much for others, end up overwhelmed, disorganized, and most importantly, financially challenged. And if you tiptoe quietly through life right now and you have more month left at the end of your money, if you have more liabilities than you have assets, if you don't have a dialogue with money that's conducive to attracting people you can create it with, then it's time you change. When the pain is great enough, typically, is when you'll let go of being disconnected. If you want to join a culture, be part of a team, be a leader, be recognized, well, the road to recognition is paved with results. The road to recognition is paved with production. The road to recognition is paved with producing. And you, as you become a committed producer, a committed results creator, commit. To be able to connect, you have to be able to commit. And when you're connecting, you're looking for people of like mind who are committed. Committed to common causes, committed to living a good life, committed to building a business, committed to be in emotional shape, physical shape, committed to being to exercising. You want to be able to attract people who believe what you believe. But when you live in a disbelief, when you're uncertain, you attract your reality people who believe what you believe. As you begin to change your belief, your sense of certainty, you'll attract your reality people who aren't as anxious, people who are more receptive to your message. As you let go of your anxiety about, I can't find anyone who can build a business. It's my challenge is I can't find anyone who has any money. Actually, your challenge is you have broke thoughts. Actually, your challenge is your dialogue with money isn't conducive to attracting people who you can collaborate with to create it because of the story you have about money. You have to factor that a large percent of society will have a dialogue with money that isn't conducive to seeing value. They live in broke thoughts. They're overwhelmed. They're skeptical. Any multitude of situations. These are the people you disconnect with relatively quickly. When you're disconnecting, you're not disrespecting. It means you're disconnecting from an energy that will not serve you in a business venture, in life, or any kind of situation. When you're able to let go of that, then once again, you're not the past, you're the present. When you're able to let go of situations that used to inhibit you, sabotage you, lead you to addictions, then you're no longer that mind-body connection anymore. You're you and you're free. And the more that you're free of your past and have less anxiety about the future, then you can be here and be now. That is present. So as you let go of talking and learn to ask, and what so many people do is they open mouth and TTM talk too much. If you're an addicted explainer, you're making the situation about you. Your objective when you're connecting is to find out about them. And if you're in a business that you're selling products, benefits, features, if you're in a business where you're using internet marketing to create your livelihood, if you're selling intellectual property or real estate, it's not about you, it's about them. Your objective is to have a relaxed conversation with someone, find out what their likes and dislikes are, find out if they qualify for your benefits, products, services, features, and for your business opportunity. You're looking to see if they have a problem you can resolve. When you can expose their problem, there's a much higher probability that you can close on the solution. And the more you become solution-oriented, live in the solution, live in results, then you're going to attract people of like mind more frequently and a much higher law of average. But if you're living a lot of anxiety, then you have a very small law of average because a large percent of the population isn't going to be receptive to your message. As you become the messenger and you're taking your message to free enterprise and you're looking for other like-minded success seekers, then you'll begin to attract your reality more frequently, the people you can collaborate and foster change with, specifically as you become skilled at asking them questions. Asking is an art. Asking is a skill. Asking is typically 5 to 15 words that end with a question mark. How are you today? There's 4 words. What do you do for a career? There's 6 words. Are you serious about starting a business from the comfort of your home? Have you ever considered starting your own business? Are you health conscious? Are you someone who consistently looks for ways to create or leverage, or are you someone who consistently looks for ways to create additional income? Are you health conscious? Are you image conscious? Are you looking for a way to improve the quality of your energy? These are all simple questions that you learn to ask back to back in a sequence. And when you are connected, you can also start to connect the dots. As you're listening, being attentive, you can hear the buy signals. You can hear the clues. You can hear the people who are committed. You can differentiate between the people who are checked out. People who are typically checked out have gaps and delays in their communication style. They typically have challenges creating and or making decisions. These are the kind of people who are looking for delayed gratification and delayed commitment. These are the kind of people who typically are going to get back with. They're going to run it by someone. They have to evaluate the situation. They have to have all the details, the facts, the documentation, and they're entitled to do that. But you're also entitled to pick and choose who you want to collaborate with, who you want on your team. You don't want people set on the bench or the bleachers. You want some people get in the game. You're looking for a top-tier producer. That doesn't mean they have to be a former or a present business owner, but it means that they have a clearly defined goal about an outcome that they're inspired by. When you start to attract your reality, people of like mind, as you're changing your belief, at a much higher law of average, people will begin to show up. And when 2 or 3 people start to show up in a year, 2 or 3 people show up in 6 months, 2 or 3 people show up in a quarter of a year who are productive and results-oriented, who are also self-driven and self-motivated, do not require outside inspiration to fuel their inspiration, then you'll start to create a culture of like-minded producers that come together for a common cause, a culture. It's within that culture that you're looking for the law of the few, those few people who are willing to stand the gap, do what's required of them, people who actually have clearly defined short-term and long-term goals, people who come from purpose, people who are cause-driven. When you attract to your reality this type of person and personality, then your personal reality changes. You begin to raise your emotional vibration. Your energetic vibration begins to change. You telepathically send a message that's clear, not mixed. You begin to transmute from love, joy, bliss, enlightenment, and awareness. When you start to come from those situations, then who shows up changes. Now, if you're just slugging it out, you're struggling along and you're part of the Struggler's Noble Hit Parade, I suggest that you let go of the control that keeps you in that emotional state. As you start to learn how to lead a conversation, ask questions in a sequence, and you're very relaxed, and you're not out to connect with everyone, This Friday night, I'll be flying on a first class. I'll be flying first class in United Airlines to Newark, New Jersey. I have an 8:40 flight. Now, I already know what to expect in first class. Most of the time, in first class on red-eye flights, most of the travelers go to sleep relatively quickly. Most of them have a drink, a cocktail, a martini, a martini, a glass of red wine, a glass of Johnny Walker Black or Jack Daniels. I'm attentive to what people typically do. They also begin to eat and they go to sleep relatively quickly. Most of them are checked out. I pay attention to how people sit when they sit down in their seat, the way they put their bags away. I watch if they're overwhelmed, if they're unorganized, undisciplined, if they're friendly, if they make eye contact. If someone creates eye contact, that's a telepathic clue. Someone nods their head, says, how you doing? That's an open invitation to begin to potentially have a conversation. I'm not going to interrupt someone if I can tell they're not open to the situation. Learn to not recruit everyone, but to be able to converse with people who are openly available, meaning meet people where they are. But when you try, and you try real hard, and you try too much, then you are forcing the situation, putting emotional pressure on someone to fulfill your own disappointment and low self-esteem. Unfortunately, this shows up frequently in prospecting. When you show up to prospect in a mixed message, anxious about the outcome, you've practically failed before you started. When you have anxiety that you're going to make a mistake, trip over yourself, be tongue-tied, or any multitude of situations and stories you tell yourself, then you'll attract to reality people and situations to fulfill those feelings. As you begin to let go and change the way you communicate with yourself, your self-talk, you're lovable, you're capable, you're good enough. You're the leader that people are looking for. You don't have to explain, justify, or validate yourself. Now that you're grown up, your dialogue with money is improving. Now that you're grown up, you're the leader that people are looking for. As you begin to cast the burden to the Christ within and let go, then you are no longer the mind-body connection to the violations and past events that created your low self-esteem. As you're in power, you can now learn how to empower. As you begin to empower yourself, you can empower others. But if you stay emotionally addicted, overwhelmed, uncertain and not sure, well, once again, what are you going to attract in your law of average? A similar situation to fulfill your feelings of low self-esteem. Letting go is letting go of your control of the outcome or your control of the outcome to create the same situation over and over, disappointment. The more you understand why you do what you do, the more you understand the cause that creates the effect, the more you understand that you're not the past and you're not the future, the more you understand that you're letting go of being an addicted over-obligator, you've learned to set a series of boundaries and you're able to let people go without feeling guilty. When guilt is no longer your emotion, you start to raise your vibration. You live in a much higher emotional state, specifically awareness. As you transmute from guilt to awareness, or as you transmute from doubt to awareness, then you've created a whole different emotional energy that makes you emotionally available. Meaning now that when your brain takes a picture of an event, it creates a new meaning. And then when neurons that used to wire and fire together no longer have an emotional shelf life. As you begin to let go, you're able to attract people and situations that will believe what you believe. Now, if you believe you're going to be successful, then you're out of doubt. But if you doubt you're going to be successful, then you will avoid failing or avoid succeeding, emotionally masturbating yourself in one of these two situations so that you can emotionally flog yourself for being disappointed. As you let go of your critical advisor, you're no longer judgmental of yourself and others. You're able to meet people where they are without judging them and not proving them wrong. You're also not over-obligating yourself to people, doing too much for them so they won't give you the recognition you deserve because you've tried too hard. When you let go of these feelings of inadequacy, low self-esteem, low confidence, as you begin to let go of the events that shape those feelings, you begin to change and transmute who you are. Now, as you become grounded, now you can begin to teach yourself a different way to communicate with yourself and others. But if your communication style has gaps and delays in it, if you check in and out of your body, as you say and ah, as you say the word need frequently because you can't commit, as you use the word guess frequently in the middle of your sentence, as you say kind and sort of, you telegraph your uncomfortability, your overwhelmed state, your lack of belief, and most importantly, you telegraph your doubt. The American American populace uses the word guess frequently in mid-sentence, not even knowing they've inserted it. When you're guessing, when you're telegraphing your emotional state that you're guessing, you have no sense of certainty. The people who are certain pick up on it and they walk away from you. Then you feel rejected, abandoned, and neglected, and you wonder why someone doesn't want to do business with you. The reason being is because you're telegraphing your low self-esteem based on past events. You keep telling yourself, how do I, and don't know how to resolve them, and you don't do the effort, you don't do the diligence, you don't pay the price. The price must be paid. You must read books, listen to downloads, podcasts. You must listen to conference calls. You must go to events, rallies, conventions, seminars, workshops. Most importantly, you must read. You must tell yourself, if you're one of these people go, well, I'm not good at reading, well, what does that mean? It means that you've already created a situation not to receive the content. If you have to listen to content rather than read it, I mean, that's totally up to you, but it's about this. Knowledge is not power. It's the application of the content that allows you to be and stay empowered. When you take application from content and you take it in context and start to have a better understanding of what it means, then your brain takes a picture of that and creates its own meaning, and that meaning empowers you, then you're no longer overwhelmed and undisciplined. As you move into an emotionally disciplined state, connecting with yourself, now you can connect with others. But if you live in doubt, then you'll create a story that will keep you from connecting. You'll talk yourself out of a connection because you'll tell yourself you're not good enough. As you learn to let go of the events that shaped your low self-esteem and you're able to be good enough because you are enough, as you give yourself permission to be the person you're capable of being, as you give yourself permission to be the person you know that you deserve to be, as you stop doubting your ability to be able to produce in the future and start to create a belief in the present that you can learn the skills, habits, and mindset, then you'll begin to attract your reality, people and situations of like mind who believe what you believe. But if you're in a disbelief, overwhelmed, highly critical, you can't possibly attract your situation from luck. Luck is when opportunity meets preparation. Yes, theoretically, you can win the lottery. Now, that doesn't mean you shouldn't play because the odds are low. You should play because on any given Saturday, David can beat Goliath. But you also have to understand the laws of practicality, the laws of probability. And you can't bank being successful on luck. You bank on being successful on skills, habits, and mindset. Skills are a learned behavior. The more you learn the skills to be and stay present, the better you'll be at asking the questions in a sequence. But if you check out in mid-sentence, lose track of what's going on, and start winging it, then you'll be very ineffective. When you're relaxed and you're disciplined, when you stop wrestling with discipline and realize discipline means disciple of, you're not going to get disciplined, you're not going to get in trouble. Being disciplined is going to allow you to learn the repetition experience, the movements and the reflexes required to be and stay successful. So when you're leading a conversation or connecting with someone, you want to start off with your name and where you're from. You want to state the purpose of why you're creating the communication. You can do this even sitting on an airplane. You don't have to actually say it, but if your purpose is to grasp someone, is to receive someone's phone number, then there's a delivery you go through to create the outcome that's conducive to that objective. You can't do that in a mixed message, overwhelmed, anxious you're going to make a mistake, feeling that you're going to be judged, or the person's going to get upset with you because you're prying in their affairs. As you begin to let go of some of the wives' tales that keep you stuck, overwhelmed, and in an emotionally challenged state, then you're able to be present. When you're present, your energy changes. It allows you to ask questions in a sequence. You don't doubt what to ask. What you ask becomes natural. You're able to create that kind of relaxed intensity, that relaxed relatability by the person you are being. When you let go of right and wrong, asking the right question, then you won't create the wrong question or the wrong answer. It's not a right and wrong situation. Your objective is to be and stay effective. You want to be effective in how you ask questions. You want to be effective of being able to hear what's meant, not said. You want to be a very effective listener. You want to be very skilled at trusting your intuition. You want to be a skilled appointment setter. meaning you want to be very skilled at scheduling appointments so that people view whatever you're doing, or they show up, or they attend. When you become skilled at appointment setting, meaning you learn to ask the questions in a sequence about the outcome you seek, and you're skilled at asking that. But if you go into a story that says, oh, I don't want to offend them, then you've lost before you started. Unfortunately, a large percent of society does that. They create a mind-body connection and an event to fulfill a future tense feeling that they know they're going to be disappointed in. They know they're going to be disappointed because they speak it into existence. This always happens to me. Oh, my God. You know what typically happens when it rains? This is what many people do, is they speak into existence the very reality they seek to avoid, but they speak what they seek to avoid so they can fulfill a familiar feeling so they can say, this always happens to me. This always happens this time of year. I always get a couple colds this time of year. Actually, you don't always get a couple colds. You speak into existence a reality you manifest to fulfill being right. When you let go of being right, that doesn't mean you're wrong. It means you let go of the attachment. It means you're able to let people and situations get up and walk away without you feeling abandoned, rejected, or neglected. As you begin to be your power, in power, empower yourself and others, you'll begin to attract different type of people to your reality. The type of people that believe what you believe, these people you can start to create a mastermind alliance of one of a little more like mind coming together for a common cause. And as you become skilled at attracting to your reality, people through the altar calls show up and they're ready to produce. When you begin to attract one or two people like this, your game changes. Your belief unequivocally can change, and you can go from, wow, this thing's worked, to I'm honored to be in free enterprise, being able to attract and create with the free market bears. When you're no longer anxious about situations you can't control, then you're in your body. When you're in your body, it means you're present. When you're in an outer body experience, typically it means your energy is cut off from your abdomen. You're transmuting for energy from the middle of your chest. It means oftentimes you're short of breath and you're tired and fatigued. Typically taking a nap when you get home or whatever the situation is. And when you have to rely on those situations, then you're emotionally exhausted, affects your adrenal system and your lymphatic system. When that's what creates fatigue, because of how much time you spend in your head processing, getting ready to get ready, analyzing, waiting for the first mythical, magical moment when you can say, voila, I've shown up. So for other people to show up, you must show up, meaning that you're present, you're here now, you're able to communicate effectively with people, you're able to read a situation for what it is, you don't overanalyze situations and people, you don't get romantically seduced by someone's potential, you don't start telling your story about how great someone's going to be because they haven't even produced yet. When you're able to let go of your control that keeps you out of control, you'll have a much better opportunity to be and stay present in your body. As you're having an inner body experience, you're a lot much more connectable. When you're disconnected, it's challenging for people to connect with you because you're checked out. As you begin to check in, become emotionally available, no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shaped your low self-esteem, as you are you and you are free, as you've let go of the control that kept you out of control, as you're in a very relaxed emotional state called bliss, joy, love, and enlightenment, and awareness, as you begin to reside in that type of energy, then you won't relapse and go back to that which used to be familiar. You break a habit by committing. You can't break a habit without committing. You break a habit by letting go of denial. As you're no longer the mind-body connection to those events, then you are you and you are free. And as you start to operate from that type of energy, you'll attract your reality, the type of person who shows up who can produce, with very little effort on your part, provided you believe that that's a practical reality. It's not a concept, it's a reality when you believe it. Until you believe it and you live in disbelief, then that is a wish. And wishes typically don't come true. Dreams can come true, especially when you earn them. There isn't one of you on tonight's call that can't live the dream, that can't live the good life, but you would have to believe it. Anyone on tonight's call who's serious about taking their game to the next level, I wrote a post on Facebook right before the call. I'm offering 15 minutes of free coaching, provided you're serious, not curious, about taking your brand, your letting go of your emotional state, becoming skilled at prospecting, asking questions in sequence, any multitude of situations that you're seeking input on. For a first-time caller, you can call me at 209 209- 972-932-0227 for a free 15-minute coaching session, provided you haven't had one before. So if that is you, feel free to do that. I look forward to connecting with people this Saturday in Norwalk, Connecticut, May 14th. I will be in White Plains. I'm sorry, May 14th, I'll be in Long Island, New York. May 21st, I will be in Long Island. June 4th, Atlanta, Georgia. Once again, call for that free 15-minute coaching session, 209-932-0227. Next Tuesday, I'll have Mr. Scott Aaron as my featured guest on the More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. Thank you very much, everyone, and you have a good evening.